I had another 9/11 while I was writing this sermon. I was in the hospital, sitting on the side of the bed after having had double pneumonia and an operation the next morning. And my wife and I had just finished praying. And the doctor walks in after we had finished praying, and he looked at both of us, and they're fixing to give you the diagnosis of what they found. And when he walked in and said, "Good morning, Mr. and Ms. Parks," I had tears in my eyes because my wife and I had just got through praying, and they were tears of joy, but he didn't know that. He thought something else was going on. So he asked, "What's going on? What's wrong?" I said, "Sir," I said, "my wife and I, we just got through praying." And why that's so important, while my wife was standing in front of me, my wife had a knot on her head. And I didn't know that while we were praying and I was in the hospital with double pneumonia, my wife was standing in front of me with cancer. She didn't know and I didn't know. But we were praying. We were damaged, but not destroyed. We were damaged in the hospital, damaged tubes inside of, damaged with cancer in our body. But deep down inside, through prayer, we went to God knowing that we were not alone, knowing that God was with us, knowing that God would see us out, knowing that God would see us through. We were not destroyed. Here we are today, cancer-free. Here we are today, kidneys working. Here we are today, lungs. Here we are today, not destroyed.